This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. It's almost Thanksgiving, and for holiday air travelers, CPR's Nathaniel Miner says there's one important thing to remember.
Okay, so this is obvious, but it's true. Get to the airport early. Airport officials recommend at least 2 hours before your scheduled boarding time. Security wait times are posted at flydenver.com. You can also claim a time slot to get through security through the new Den Reserve program. More than 750,000 passengers are expected to travel through the airport this Thanksgiving season. That's a 13% increase over last year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Thursday's holiday could bring another cold front to Colorado. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
It could well be that we'll have a classic Thanksgiving day with cloudy and cold conditions and some snow falling.
Nelson says the El Nino weather pattern has kept Colorado unseasonably warmer and mild so far this fall. For today, it's cooler with some rain and snow for parts of the state. Colorado's future wolves have an official plane ticket. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has an agreement with Oregon to capture up to 10 wolves and bring them to the western slope by the end of the year. That will meet a deadline approved by Colorado voters in 2020. A nonprofit based in Grand Junction has volunteered to fly the wolves to Colorado. A man was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison last week for robbing a bank in Lakewood last year while wearing an ankle monitor. Nine News reports Darren Connolly was sent to prison 7 years ago for robbing a liquor store. 2 months after he was paroled and fitted with a GPS tracker, he and another man robbed a credit union. Connolly still had on the tracker. Connolly pleaded guilty earlier this year. His accomplice was sentenced to 11 years. There's rain and snow today. It should be sunnier across Colorado tomorrow. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs in the 40s today, up in the 50s tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.